Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Well, those of you that don't know me, my name is Pastor Dana, and I'm here to share with you tonight a story. A story that happened a time ago and has various scenes, which will show you some of the realities of what Christmas really ought to be. A story of acceptance, a story of giving, a story of love. It was that time of year again. And the community church was gathering. They were getting ready for their annual Christmas Eve service. The Ward family, who you'll meet tonight, was busy making last-minute preparations for the service. Mary was happily frosting her famous double chocolate layer cake. Pete was helping pack Christmas in the basket. And the kids, Sue and Toby, were wrapping Christmas gifts to put under the Christmas tree. They were going about their business when suddenly they heard a noise on the front porch. Pete, being the great father that he was, rushed to see what it was. As he opened the door, a cold wind brushed across his face. He looked down on his steps, and there sat a stranger. Sitting there, an elderly man suddenly jumps up and turns to face Pete. He's rubbing his hands and he's shivering in the cold. His thin coat was dirty and his shoes were worn and holes and barely held together. He had nothing on his head to keep him warm. Pete greeted him, asked him his name, and he told him, he said, "My name is Joe." Pete took Joe by the arm, and he shocked Joe when he invited him inside and gently guided him into the house. Pete then went about introducing Joe to the family. He offered him a seat. Mary, his wife, handed Joe a cup of hot coffee and a piece of that double chocolate layer cake. While Joe sipped his coffee, Pete told him some of his story, how he'd been down on his luck, and when he finished his cake and gotten warm, he would be on his way. But he was thankful that there were some people that cared. As the family gathered around Pete, as he began to tell Joe about Jesus, he told him, the stranger, about the Lord and the real meaning of Christmas. He then invited Joe to come to the community Christmas Eve service. It was one of those where everybody was welcome. Joe, thinking to himself, "Well, it's warm here and warm there. I'll gladly go." Before they left, he shot them. Did Pete? He shot Joe. He handed him a warm winter coat. Sue and Toby, the children, handed the stranger the gifts that they had bought for their father. A pair of gloves and a scarf and a sock cap. And Mary handed him a basket, a Christmas basket, which included a thermos of hot coffee. And yep, that famous double chocolate cake. They all got ready, headed out the door, on to the church for the Christmas evening service. Thank you. that stranger. The scripture says, lest we not understand, we might entertain angels unawares. In another house in the community, a little later, Wesley and Katie Turner were getting ready to go to church also. A couple with two small children suddenly walks up to their front door. They knock on the door and they ask if they could have a room for the night, for they'd seen the sign. The problem was they could not pay, or not right away. Beth and Chris Kramer explained how he had unexpectedly lost his job. They were put out of their apartment because they couldn't pay the rent. Wesley and Katie never hesitated. They knew they had to help the homeless couple and the kids. They told the Kramers that they had an extra room and they could stay. They took them inside and showed them their rooms. Of course, they didn't pass up the opportunity to invite them to the Christmas service. It was just a little while later, after they were all ready, that they got together, got their stuff, and with the children, they headed to the community church for the Christmas Eve service. Thank you. It was not too long after the Kramer family was settled that a family that was on the way noticed another room for rent. They didn't have a whole lot of money, but they came and knocked on the door. Wesley and Katie could see that the lady was with child. The husband said, "We're too tired to travel much further, and we really don't have enough money to pay the rent." Without giving it another thought, Wesley led the couple into another room. There they began to get settled. Lisa and Steve were settled, and then something wonderful happened. They were invited by Wesley and Katie to go to the Christmas Eve service at the community church, and they all agreed. When everybody was ready, they headed to church. A little late. People in need. Houses with lots of empty rooms. But the Lord had led them to a special place. The lights were on. The parking lot began to fill. People were beginning to arrive at the community church for the famous 7 o'clock Christmas Eve service. Gavin Dennett noticed Arthur, an elderly gentleman who was crippled, was having trouble getting to his feet. Rather than sitting there, he rushed over and helped him up the steps. When Arthur was seated, he patted him on the back, wished him Merry Christmas with a wonderful smile. Then there was Millie. Millie blind, but she still came to church. Carrie took her by the hand and helped her find a place to sit. She sat on the front row. She then gave Millie a Merry Christmas hug. Oh, it wasn't long before almost everyone had arrived at church. The excitement was there. The service would soon begin. the Community Church Christmas Eve service. Everyone found their seats, and Reverend Dr. Pastor Bennett opened with a prayer to honor the Savior's birth. Then they sang that wonderful song, Silent Night. Yes, God had been awesome in that community that day. And He was awesome in that place, in that church that night. The pastor talked about how God had been with them in a very real and special way. He explained how each one of them, in some way, had been touched by the Lord, and that some had entertained special visitors. He told the congregation how the Ward family had lovingly invited Joe into their home. A stranger touched. That was God. He talked about how the Turner family had given the Kramers and their children room, though they have no money. That truly was God. Then he talked about how Steve and Lisa had come along with their children, and they needed a room. They needed a place to sleep, and she was a child. She was tired. That was God. He explained how a very special young person, Gavin, saw a need and met it, helping someone to his seat. And he said, folks, that's God. And then how Carrie had helped Millie, who was blind, but wanted to be at the church as she'd been so many years before. Oh, surely the presence of the Lord was in that place that day. The pastor that night read from the Bible, Matthew 25. I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited and took me in. Verily I say to you, inasmuch as you have done it to the least of these my brethren, said Jesus, you have done it unto me.
Christmas is about His glory. Christmas is about His grace. Christmas is a gift of love the Father gave us. More than just another story about a special time and place. Christmas is a time to lift a song of praise. For God is with us, and we celebrate the glory of His presence. Christ has come to fill our hearts with love. To save us, King of kings and Lord of lords, His name is Jesus. God with us, Emmanuel has come. Angels fill the night with singing. God is reaching up to heaven, bringing us a gift of hope in Christ our Savior. More than just a time of giving, this is God's eternal plan. Christmas is the reason why
story written by our minister of music, Ruth Haynes. The one you've seen played out. Many acts of kindness. Really is the story of Christmas. There are some days left. It could happen to any one of us at any time this week that we have the opportunity to help someone. You see, that's what Christmas really is all about, is giving to someone else. The scripture says so beautifully that God so loved us, in spite of our fallenness, in spite of our sinfulness, in spite of everything we've done, that He gave His only begotten Son so that we might have eternal life. God truly has been with us tonight. We pray that as we close this service, that you will enjoy your Christmas because your focus is on the Savior. And if given the opportunity, you'll touch someone in a special way. Let's pray together. Heavenly Father, thank you for this time. Thank you for the Horizon Sunday School class and their efforts. Thank you for Ms. Ruth and others who worked so diligently to demonstrate for us tonight vividly what it really means to give, what Christmas really is all about. Father, we give you praise, we give you glory, and we thank you for this time. And maybe this week, Lord, we ourselves may entertain angels unaware. We'll gladly receive whatever such you give us. But Lord Jesus, we say to you, happy birthday. And to this congregation, we say, Merry Christmas. Amen. Amen. And amen.